1 Samuel chapter 23. Then they told David, saying, Look, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord Jehovah, saying, Shall I go and strike these Philistines? And the Lord Jehovah said to David, Go, and strike the Philistines, and save Keilah. And David's men said to him, Look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord Jehovah yet again. And the Lord Jehovah answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah. Because I will deliver the Philistines into your hand. So David and his men went to Keilah, and fought with the Philistines, and brought away their cattle, and struck them with a great slaughter. So David saved those who lived in Keilah. And it came to pass, when Abiathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod, priestly robe, in his hand. And it was told Saul that David had come to Keilah. And Saul said, God has delivered him into my hand. Because he is shut in, by entering into a town that has gates and bars. And Saul called all the people together to war, to go down to Keilah, to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him, and he said to Abiathar the priest, Bring the ephod, priestly robe, here. Then David said, O Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah, to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down, as your servant has heard? I ask you, O Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, tell your servant. And the Lord Jehovah said, He will come down. Then David asked, Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord Jehovah said, They will deliver you up. Then David and his men, who were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah, and went wherever they could go. And it was told Saul that David had escaped from Keilah, and he did not go forth. And David stayed in the wilderness in strongholds, and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. And David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a wooded area. And Jonathan Saul's son arose, and went to David into the woods, and strengthened his hand in God. And he said to him, Do not be afraid. Because the hand of Saul my father shall not find you, and you shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you, and that Saul my father also knows. And the two of them made a covenant before the Lord Jehovah, and David stayed in the wooded area, and Jonathan returned to his house. Then the Ziphites came up to Saul to Gibeah, saying, Does David not hide himself with us in strongholds in the woods, in the hill of Hachilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of your soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. And Saul said, Blessed are you of the Lord Jehovah. Because you have compassion on me. I ask you to go, and prepare, and know and see his place where his is hiding, and who has seen him there. Because it is told me that he deals very subtly. See therefore, and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hides himself, and come again to me with the certainty, and I will go with you. And it shall come to pass, if he is in the land, that I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Judah. And they arose, and went to Ziph before Saul. But David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the plain on the south of Jeshimon. Saul also and his men went to seek him. And they told David. Therefore he came down into a cave in the rock, and lived in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on the opposite side of the mountain. And David went quickly to get away for fear of Saul. Because Saul and his men encircled David and his men to capture them. But there came a messenger to Saul, saying, Hurry, and come. Because the Philistines have invaded the land. Therefore Saul returned from pursuing after David, and went against the Philistines, therefore they called that place Selahamalakoth. Rock of the Divisions. And David went up from there, and lived in strongholds at Engedi.